السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقائدنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين، ما بعد. الحمد لله. We gather together for one more gathering for Asma'ullah al-Husna, the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and reflecting on it. Today's name, inshaAllah, a name and an attribute, a beautiful attribute, that if we contemplate on it and really carry it with us in our heart and articulate it in our heart and our mind all the time, our life is going to be the most beautiful, comfortable, easy life. And maybe easy, what I mean by that, meaning a way of comfort of the heart and the mind. Not necessarily easy in a way of taking means. But we will have an easiness in this life. And this name and attribute is Al-Wakil. Al-Wakil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wakil. And we try to articulate this name in English. Al-Wakil is the one that works on your behalf. Works on your behalf. Al-Wakil is the one that you designate and give the right to do things for you as if you're doing it yourself. In English, we're very familiar with that when we say, when you give a power of attorney, right? What is about a power of attorney? A power of attorney, that means you actually legally, okay, you give the right for someone to sign your name. Okay? This is wikala. This is wikala. This is tawkeel. Okay? Huh? I'm trying to, maybe somebody will give me one word that will balance this right away. I could not find a word that would be very close to it, equal to it. Maybe we will. Okay? But the understanding is there now. Now, when we take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a wakil, this is a beautiful action for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-wakil, and He asks you if you would take Him as a wakil. Subhanallah. Allah is asking you to take Him as a wakil. Okay? Now, when we looking for a wakil, the wakala could be specific or general. Right? A wakala could be specific or general. Okay? You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakala, give wakala to al-Najashi, the leader of Abyssinia, al-Habasha, to do the contract of marriage with Ummu Habiba radiallahu anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was in Abyssinia, her husband left Islam, She was there by herself, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent to her, asking her hand in marriage. She agreed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakala an-najashi, give tawkeel to an-najashi. So this is wakala specific. Okay? There is a wakala that is in general. Okay? A wakala specific is easy. Right? You know, want somebody to take care of something very specific, and this is what you are in charge of, or could be in charge of, and this is it. You accept, yes, then you go on with it. But a wakala that is general, it is dangerous, right? A wakala is general, that means you actually give the right for someone to work on your behalf or do things on your behalf, period. Your signature is equal to his signature. So now, what is a quality of وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى? What is the quality of such a person? Okay? If you are coming to me, okay, and tell me, I would like you to be a witness that so-and-so person will be, you know, a wakil on my behalf. And if you say to me, he's going to be a wakil on everything, I'll give him the power to sign my name. The first thing I'm going to tell you is, wait a minute, hold on. Okay? Hold on. Do you know him? You know, are you sure about what you're doing? Okay? Can you trust him? Is he capable of carrying this? Would he do it? You understand? You have to ask that. Okay? That wakil that's going to be taking care of things on your behalf, number one, that he has to be trustworthy. Very trustworthy. Second, very capable and knowledgeable. You cannot put your life, you know, with someone or all your belongings to someone, with someone that does not have knowledge. And is he sane or smart enough to be able to do this job? And then, will he accept it? When you go to him, will he accept? Now imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the epitome of the beautiful names and attributes, the creator of the heaven and the earth, is coming to you and say, let me be your wakil. What would you do? What do you say? What do you do? You quickly sign. This is what the companions did. Okay? This is what the companions did at the very early time. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, "Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah, nashhadu annaka Rasulullah, annaka Rasulullah." And without knowing what, without having the Quran yet, without getting the revelation yet, without knowing the do's and don'ts yet. So actually what they did, they said, Allah is our wakil, and we're going to sign up saying, La ilaha illallah Rasulullah, sign this contract, and it is a blank contract, because Allah is our wakil. So that is what the companions did, and this is what we all should be able to do. Should be able to do. To say, Allah is our wakil, and if with our heart, our mind, and submit and surrender to this fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a caretaker of all His creation anyway. Okay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a special care for the believers, for those who submit and surrender to Him, and decide to do this willingly, before any pressure would be put on them. Okay? Sometimes we will be put in a pressure that finally will say, well, I got no other way, so may Allah help me. No. Allah is not the last resort. Allah is the only resort. All the time. Okay? All the time. In easiness and in difficulties, before the matter, during the matter, and after the matter is done. But within taking this in mind, the means is a component of this. We cannot say that we're going to depend on Allah and natawakkal ala Allah without taking any means. No, the means has to be taken. Okay? And as we thinking about this name, we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib, La ilaha illa huwa, fattakhidhu wakila. Allah is the caretaker of the East and the West, Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. So Allah is, you know, whatever you can imagine on earth, you are here, there are things on your right and things on your left, there are Mashariq and there is Maghrib, there are beings everywhere. Allah is the Rabb of all of this. Allah is the caretaker of all of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in a way that is so powerful before tell you, take me as a wakil. Tell you, I am your Lord, the Lord of everything that's created. So, there is no God but me. So, take me as a wakil. Imagine that. Or Allah saying, take him as a wakil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Ghazwat Uhud, this word came about when the pressure became so much. When they lost the battle of Uhud, went back to Medina, the people came. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَهُمْ لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Okay? Those that the people came to them, tell them that the people prepared to come and finish you off. They swear they're going to come and take you all out. Okay? That increased their iman, and they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is our aid, Allah is our helper, and He is the ni'm of ni'm al-wakil, the best of wakil. Okay? So that is the ultimate of what taking the means. Even though they were so weak and so forth, they got up and started going, attacking the enemy as they are coming to Medina. The enemy heard about it, turned around and ran away. So فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ. Then the matter became bounty upon them, fadla upon them, and no harm have touched them. Because they are deep in their heart, they knew that there is no wakil except Allah, and He is the best of wakil. Okay? So in order for us to be able to do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave us alone until we can really articulate this with our hearts and really believe it in our hearts. And we're going to go through things until we graduate to this. Until we graduate to this. How? Musa alayhi salam graduated to this when he was in training. What happened when he was in training? The first time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to Musa alayhi salam, when he was walking with his wife, he saw a fire, told him, "Imkuthu inni anastu nara la'alli atikum minha biqabasin aw ajidu 'ala an-nari huda." Maybe I'll finally stay here, I'll go get something to warm with, or maybe I'll find some guidance there. You know, so he went, and what happened? Innani an Allah, I am your Lord, and on just few sentences until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What is that in your right hand, Musa? قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا. It's my stick, I use it to walk with it, to feed the my sheep with it, hidden the trees. and I do other things with it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alqiha ya Musa. The point being here is, when he threw it and became a snake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in another ayah, said, Walla wa lam yu'aqib. He turned away, he turned his back and ran away. He turned his back and ran away. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no. The messengers with me do not act like this. Okay? The messengers with me do not be afraid. Okay? خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتْهَا الْأُولَى. Go touch it and we will turn it to the way it was. And Allah trained him that خُذْهَا, take it, touch it as it is a snake, I will change it to a stick. Right? So now this is the training. He went as a snake, and he got himself to be able to touch it as a snake and it turned to a stick. It took a lot of courage to be able to do that. A lot of trust with Allah to be able to do that. Okay? So now, the next time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned fear with Musa alayhi salam is when he was in the front of the magicians. Okay? قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون أول من ألقى قال بل ألقوا. They said, oh Musa, you either throw or إما أن نلقي, either we throw or you be the first one to throw. So Musa said, you go ahead, go throw. فإذا حبالهم وعصيهم يخيل إليه إنها تسع من سحرهم أنها تسع. فَإِذَا حِبَالِهُمْ وَعَصِيُّهُمْ, their ropes and their sticks, okay? From their trickery of magic, it would seem to him that it is moving. So what happened? فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. He had, Allah mentioned fear here, but it was within him. He did not show it. He did not turn around and run away. Right? He stood there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ. And Allah told him, do not be afraid. Nobody knows about it around, right? No one around knows about it now. He's the only one who knows that he's afraid, and only Allah knows he's afraid. And Allah revealed to him, don't be afraid. Okay, and Allah help him. Huh? فَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ وَإِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحِ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. That do not be afraid, throw that which in your hand. Allah did not say throw the stick that is in your hand. No, Allah said throw what's in your hand. You know what it is, you know what's going to happen, right? Throw it. تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا, it will eat up everything that they have done. They have done nothing by trickery of magic, so and magicians are not successful in anything that they do. Okay, now you go on the graduation of Musa alayhi salam. When he took his people to the sea, and the Pharaoh is coming with his soldiers running at them, and what did they say? Okay, his people said, "Inna la mudrakun, we are caught." Okay, now Musa alayhi salam, he did not run away, nor any fear he came to his heart. What did he say? He said, "Kalla, no." That's where it is now. Okay, "Kalla, inna ma'ya Rabbi sahdeen." My Lord is with me, and He will guide me. Okay, that is the level now. Okay, he see the enemy is coming. There is no way out. Seems to be out, and he says, "No." Okay, so it takes a process. And remember, all these virtues that we carry, it does not happen, we do not carry it overnight. It takes a long time to be able to carry. But it takes practice. It takes reminder. And you're not going to practice by yourself. Allah will help you. But you should know that you are being trained in certain ways. How do we know if we having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a wakil. How do we know this? Okay? How do we judge ourselves to find out if we really have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our wakil? In the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was a young man, we know the story of the fire. But let us look at it in a little bit more detail. Okay? Because at the end of the story, what did Ibrahim alayhi salam say? Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil, right? As he was thrown into the fire. Again, this wikala, this dependent, true dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, he was a young man. So, he did not have followers. He did not have people that would help him. He was alone. Okay? But he did not care. And he worked in a way that is so aggressive. And he knew that Allah will help him. Okay? If you find yourself holding back because you're afraid something will happen to you, so the truth, you're holding back on the truth, you don't want to be, you know, aggressive with it and so forth, be aware that, you know, you know that you don't have the true dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True wikala on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, he broke all the idols except the big ones, and he waited, and he knew that they were going to find out. How do we know that he was young? The people said that we heard. Fata yadhkuruhum. Okay? A young man, he mentioned them. Okay? Yuqalu lahu Ibrahim. The people call him Ibrahim. You understand? They did not say, oh, Ibrahim did it. If they would have said Ibrahim did it, we know that what? He is well known. Meaning that he's knowing the people so much and he has some following or something. But a young man, the people call him Ibrahim. That means he's somehow insignificant. Okay? Among the people. Okay? So they brought him. Who are they? The whole town. Everyone. Everyone. Get him. And he's by himself. Imagine that. He's by himself. They drag him. And they started, they said, harruquhu, not ahriquhu, harriquhu. Okay? Burn him and burn him and burn him and burn him. Okay? They could have just killed him, tried to kill him, you know, hold him and somebody give him a sword or something. No, give him an example. He's experienced all of this. Okay? He's hearing all what they say. Okay? And he wouldn't budge. You know, he's seen all of that and his heart is with Al-Wakil. He knew that Allah will take care of him. Okay? So what happened? They built a fire. It took a long time to build a fire. Because a fire that took so huge space. So where was he at that time? He was being controlled or jailed. And he knew that they are doing a big, huge fire for him. So, he stayed for a long period of time waiting for the punishment to come. Waiting to find out what they're going to do with him. But all that time, he was tranquil with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart was tranquil with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was in peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So now here is the huge number of people coming and dragging him. And he sees this huge fire from far away. And they cannot even get close to it to throw him in it. So they get this instrument that has a spring to it what do you call it? Catapult? Where they put him so, you know, they loosen it up so it will spring up and throw him far away. Okay? And there was a saying, I don't know the authenticity of that particular one. if it is hasan or weak or sahih, that it is that Jibreel alayhi salam came to Ibrahim alayhi salam and told him at that moment, now, do you have a need? He said, from you, no. From you, no. See the strength and the understanding. From you, no. But from Allah, yes. So he said, then ask Allah. He said, Allahu a'lamu bihali, that Allah knows what I need more than I do. Okay. The point being is, the authentic part of this, as he was thrown into the fire, he said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'm al-wakil. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a caretaker. He is the best of one who will take care of his creation. Or he is the best wakil. Now, we take from that is that we can judge ourselves, that do you hold back on things? Are you afraid of something that does not make you, so it will not make you go forward with that which is truth, that which is absolute, that which is right, because of some kind of a harm that you perceive? If you do, then you do not have true dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do not take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as al-wakil. Okay? Now, also, if we... Allah will test us. So all the perceived directions of help in any matter that we have will be cut off. Okay? So you are in a point A and you're trying to get to the point B, and point B to you is very important. And you perceive that there are five directions that can five leads that you can use all to get to point B. So you take the direction A, the first direction one, and then it's lost. You take the two, it is gone. You, by the time you get to three, it's not there. Four and five, I don't know where they are. All of a sudden, you're at point A and you have no way to get to point B. And you might be harmed on point A. Okay? What are you going to do? Okay? That's another test. Another test. Are you going to depend on al-wakil and keep depending on al-wakil? Okay? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he in the moment of difficulty in Mecca, he lost all the strings of help around him. Right? He lost Khadija radiallahu anha, the one that used to make him very comfortable at home, and his uncle, Abu Talib, which he used to protect him outside of home. Okay? So now he is alone, meaning away from those two people and two ways of help that Allah provided for him. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to a Ta'if and people deal with him in a very bad way. And, you know, we throw him with rocks, children and so forth. And he came out bleeding out of a Ta'if. Now all of this, you know, scene, okay, what would that do to any of us if you put in this pressure? You have no perceived ways to get where you're going. And your goal is noble. Your goal is noble. You're not doing something wrong. You're doing something that's very good. But Allah will cut all the means and put you in so hardship. What are you going to do? Are you going to continue and take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a wakil? Or you're going to just give up and change direction? We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't. So what was the result? The result that a young man believed in him. A young man at that moment Allah put a light, okay, hope. Here is a young man, came and gave him grapes, and he took the grapes, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, Bismillah. So the boy said, what is that? I do not hear people say such words. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, where are you from? He said, from Al-Iraq, from a town of Maynawa. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard that. He said, you are from the town of my brother, Yunus alayhi salam, Jonah, Yunus alayhi salam. Okay? So now this boy, he realized who he is talking to a messenger of Allah. And he believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he witnessed La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So here is, within this darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this light. Here is this. And then as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam walking and praying, and Allah brings the jinn around and listen to the Quran and believe and bear witness La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Here is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He wanted the men to believe in him, and he's a young man, you know, came to him. Okay, he was coming to call in human being, and who believed in him? Jinn. Okay, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him to al-Isra' wal-Mi'raj. Okay, so the whole heavens with all the angels bear witness that La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Okay, you know, this tawakkul ala Allah brought Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to a result that he himself did not know it, did not expect it, did not know what is coming here. You know, going up in the heavens and being in a place that no angel have ever been. But look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam rode on al-buraq. Al-buraq is an animal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jibreel alayhi salam came when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam got on it, and then it would take one step as far as it could see every step. Okay? Animal from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Now, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam landed, if you will, in Bayt al-Maqdis, where did he put al-Buraq? Is an area there where it is called Ha'it al-Buraq. Ha'it al-Buraq. The wall of al-Buraq. Now they call it the Wailing Wall. Okay? But it is Ha'it al-Buraq. This is where Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left al-Buraq. So what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? He got off al-Buraq and tied it. Okay. Do you think al-Buraq would have gone anywhere? No. Okay. The point being is the way of taking the means as well. Okay, in everything that we do, in tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us. Okay, here's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay. Went through so much difficulties. That when he was going through difficulties, the line of help that was there, Allah took it away. He needed more help, and Allah took the help that he had away from him. This is issues that we're going to go through, and some of us maybe already have gone through. Okay? And that tests us, and you can judge yourself then. Okay? Do you depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly? Take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a wakil. Another point that if you are afraid of tomorrow, you're not taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a wakil. Okay? If you have any fear, any kind of fear, you don't have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a wakil. Because fear has to do with the future. And if you know the future is in the hand of Allah, truly know it with your intellect, but with your heart, you should not have much fear. At all, any fear at all, it is with Allah. You can have the fear of Musa alayhi salam, meaning something in front of you that jumps at you, you could, yes, you can have a fear and run away from it. meaning a kind of a reflex kind of fear. A fear that Allah put it in his innate feeling with us so we can survive. Right? You have that fear so you could survive. So you could be afraid of things that are could be harmful. That is okay. But you're afraid of tomorrow, then you're not taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a wakil. Okay? So here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the believer, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. There is no fear upon them, nor there is any grief. And the fear is with the future, and the grief on the past. Okay? So the believer do not have a fear in the future. When you take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a wakil, Allah will put calmness in your heart so you will not have a fear of tomorrow. Also, if you investigate your life and find out that there is something haram in it in a way of sustenance in any degree, you do not take Allah as a wakil. Okay? If you find there is any kind of sustenance that you have that has a shady haram in it, anything shady that's not quite standard of the standard, you know you do not take Allah as a wakil. Why? Because why have you chosen so when you had a chance not to choose it? If you choose something that is doubtful, that means you're not trusting Allah. You're not putting the matter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is another test that we can test ourselves with. Okay? That if you know that you made a decision that was not quite up to the standard to gain something, you know you're not taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a wakil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the caretaker of and wakil of all his creation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is specially the wakil and the caretaker of the believers. And when we get to close to Allah, alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we get close to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of us and He will become our wakil. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah, go ahead and start, inshallah.
I just had wakil.
Yeah, brother, I was away all that time.
Oh, subhanAllah, I was busy downstairs. What was the attribute of Allah?
Al-Wakil.
I did not hear anything, so...
Yes, good enough.
Yes, yes. As-salamu alaykum, brother.
Thank you, sir. You want to turn it on, inshallah?
The first question is, the example you gave of Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Ibrahim, they are when you are faced with an enemy, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam faced with the Quraysh. How does it apply to us today as the individual when we are living in a peaceful society where there is no enemy we are facing and we live our life peacefully and quietly? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plays as a wakil for us today in the modern time?
Allah,
the second question is that what's the difference between a tawakkal, al-mutawakkil, and al-wakil? They're both similar words of Allah's name. If you could tell me the difference.
Okay. The first, yes, we do have an enemy. Okay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that our enemy is shaitan. Okay? He is your enemy. Okay? So, فَاتَّخُذُوهُ عَدُوًا. So take him as an enemy. We do have an enemy. And this is one way that is dangerous, that we think we are, we don't have enemies. Okay? Meaning that one way of shaitan's work is to not to make the way of war against you so clear, so apparent. It could be subtle, but very effective. Okay? Yes, we do have enemy. Okay? The enemy is Shaitan. And Shaitan took Adam alayhi salam away from Jannah with telling him. Shaitan alayhi salam did not have enemies. Adam alayhi salam did not have enemies. Adam alayhi salam. Did I say Shaitan alayhi salam? Shaitan alayhi la'na. Shaitan alayhi la'na. Okay? Did not have an enemy there. And what he took Adam alayhi salam as an enemy. And Adam alayhi salam did not have an enemy, meaning a face-to-face war kind of enemy. Okay? But he was the enemy, okay, that will stay until the day of judgment. So if you say we don't have a face-to-face enemy here, we do, okay, because he's never going to go away, okay. He goes away in spurts of time when we seek refuge with Allah from him, okay. So Shaitan, he tempted Adam alayhi salam by saying that that this is the tree of abundance, okay, more and more, and the tree of eternity. You live forever if you eat from it. Okay? These are the two concepts that are our enemy. And if you want to put it in two words, will be maybe fame and fortune, if you will. Okay? That somehow this life you have to do something to be, you know, recognized and known and do not think about death, and you want to acquire as much as you can from this life. So if there is a place on earth that Shaitan having a field day with these two issues would be here. Okay? So yes, we do have Shaitan as a great enemy. And if you look closely, you'll find Shaitan everywhere. Shaitan's work everywhere. Okay? Our children in the school, one concept that keep dwelling on them all the time, which is, okay, you know, the evolution issue. Okay? Just taking the component of Allah away from the creation. This is what they teach in school. And this is what do you want to put in the heart and the mind of the children? That is a war, okay? That we have to win against Shaitan with our children and so forth. Al-Mutawakkil and Al-Wakil, we'll leave it to some other time to get more details about it, inshallah. Yes.
I know one thing. I don't know what you talked about, but I.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I know that I had a case this morning and at 7 o'clock, and I know it's gonna finish like 10:30. So I said, okay, alhamdulillah, coming to Jum'ah Burira and stuff like that. And while I'm going there, so they called me. They said, oh, we have a situation, we need your help, there is another case. And I was going to a suburban hospital, and then they called me, there is another case add-on in Washington, D.C. So my options, I went to the schedule trying to, you know, figure something out of it, so, you know, anything to make Jum'ah Burira. There is no way. I have to finish this case, run to Washington, D.C., hospital center, to do the second case, which start at 11:30. It will go away. I mean, the Jum'ah is done. So after all the trials, you know, I there is no way. So I finish quickly, flying, you know, put my things in the bag and go to my car. And I just step outside. Before that, when I give up, I said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil.
That's what we were saying.
That's what I said. Alhamdulillah. I said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. So I step out of the hospital. I'm trying to call the guy who's waiting for me to tell him I'm coming and in my way. and the phone ring. Why I'm ringing? You know, I click on the phone and the phone ringing. You know when it's happened. So I close the phone and open it. He said, "Oh, but Lloyd, by the way, the case canceled in Washington Hospital Center." I said, "Alhamdulillah." I closed the phone and head home and instead of going to work. So that's what I know about Hasbi Allah. Okay.
So yeah, we talked about it in
yeah, subhanAllah. You have something?
Alhamdulillah, in last year, November, I got interview for a job. And the first thing I asked, can I take full Friday off? And the guy said, no. I said, can I take 3 hours off for Juma? And he thought about it. He said, I won't take the job unless you give me that thing. So the guy said, yes, you can take 3 hours off. And alhamdulillah, what happened is that last week, my boss who was watching me, and he told me, you know, you go Juma every time and then come back through the traffic. Why didn't you take the whole afternoon off? So for this Friday onward, I will be only working in the morning on Juma. And I already told him that in December my contract is expiring. I won't work 5 days, I'll work only 3 days. And I'll take Friday off and another day off. And he said, yes, we can make arrangement for it. This is called Allah is your spokesman for
Allah when you make wakil,
the,
yes.
When you make in the interview, make sure that he gives. Similarly, 1992, when I got interviewed, I said, I'd like to take Friday off and work on Saturday. He said, wow, it's wonderful. So I take every Friday off for 9 years. And I worked on Saturdays and Sundays. So alhamdulillah, when you are determined and have Allah's help, He makes the ways for you, which you cannot even understand it, because He's your spokesman, He's speaking on your behalf. And that's what happened this last week, that He told me that you don't have to come after you leave at 12 o'clock. Alhamdulillah. So this is just to...
Could someone summarize what we said to your brother Luai? Oh, thank
you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.
I was just wondering about shaitans, what qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to shaitan. It looks like after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was most powerful because he can be everywhere and he can be in different forms. Do we know more details about before Shaitan became Shaitan, what was his association and what was the what level he was?
Well, Shaitan, la'anahu Allah.
Before he jumped, I'll tell you something else.
He was a worshipper of Allah, and he worshipped Allah in so devotedly, if you will. So Allah put him in with the status of in the angels, and so he is a jinn, from the jinn, created from fire, but he was with the beings that are created from light. The angels, and we know that the first sin, the original sin, if you will, it was his, which is he's the one who, the first one, who separated between the two concepts of Allah, the Creator, and Allah, the Lawmaker. So he accepted Allah as a Rabb, but he did not take Allah as an Ilah, has the right to tell you what to do. And shaitan is not everywhere. Shaitan has helpers. And jinn are everywhere. And he has helpers that help in him. And Allah allowed shaitan to do that work. But since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed it, it means that the work of shaitan eventually will fail and goodness and justice will prevail. So it does not matter what shaitan does, but at the end, the justice and goodness will take over, and it is taken over. Everything will end up in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, which is the fairness, justice, and goodness with everything, and purity in everything that happens. Shaitan wanted would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be given the opportunity to live and not die at all. He said, make me wait until yawm yub'athun, the day they are resurrected. So he was trying to be very smart here. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the opportunity to live but not until the day of resurrection, until the day of the end of time. So يوم الوقت المعلوم, the day of the time that is known, which is the end of time. So he will die when everything else will die. Okay, but time being he is around and his soldiers are around. So as we were talking before, once before, that he has a huge resume, okay? Meaning that he was, all the stories that we hear in the Quran since the time of Adam alayhi salam, and all of those who, the messenger that came and the people disobeyed and so forth, he was there. So we know about them, but shaitan know of them, meaning he was among them at the time. So his experience is so much. But to end this, to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give him authority on us. Okay, so his authority, his sultan upon us is zero. He have no control over us. And control here meaning two things. Either a sultan, the sultan of physical power, physical ability to do something to us, and that is, Allah did not give him that ability, nor the sultan al-aql, the reason with us to become kuffar. Does not have that either. Okay? So what do you think? You know, someone cannot force you to do something nor convince you to do something. So what kind of power does he have? He only, and he will say that in hellfire. Allah recorded what shaitan will say in hellfire. He will give a speech in hellfire. مَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُلْطَانِ. I did not have any sultan upon you. Now, مَا أَنَا بُمُصْرِخُكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بُمُصْرِخِي. Okay? I did not scream to you to help me, nor you scream to me to help. I had no control over you. But the issue is, دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَمْتُمْ لِي. I called you and you replied, you answered. You answered my call. Again, we go back to the enemy. That is the worst of enemy, right? The one that calls you and you follow because of the temptation that he has. Allahu a'lam. Any other comments, inshallah? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا